Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have this dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Every show with a little juk music. That's the down south juk anthem. Peace, everyone. Thank you for calling in. This is Miss Latoya Bird with ilovedownsouth.com. Thank you for joining us this evening. As you may know, we feature people, places, and things that make sense for down south. But it's not only, you know, exclusively for the down south family. Anything that's related to good news, anything that's positive, we'd like to highlight it on the show. But tonight's special guest is a native of down south, from bougie down south. We're going to leave it like that, and you'll find out why later. So tonight's show topic is Behind the Jokey Jokes and the Hair Bun with Mr. T.P. Miller. So it's going to be a live and lit show. I would really appreciate it if you could tell a friend, tag a friend, check out ilovedownsouth.com, share that with someone, text somebody real quick so we can get them on the line, and we're going to get rolling in just a minute. I'm going to go ahead and give some updates for you. As you know, I Love Down South is a product of Good News Ghouls. So you definitely want to check out goodnewsghouls.com. We just dropped our August issue. As promised, the first weekend of every month, we have our magazine out for you, showcasing, you know, good things happening around town. All right, so I have to say the highlight from last week was the youth community band between Commissioner Moss, Children's Trust, and a couple of key community leaders, we were able to put together a community band for the youth, a marching band, not just any band, okay? We're talking about a marching band. And, yes, you might be thinking about the Marching 100. We had the pleasure and the honor to have the renowned Dr. Julian E. White, the former brand director over there at FAMU with the Marching 100. He was actually heading the program and being the coordinator for the whole entire project. And they had a showcase this past Thursday, and it was nothing far from it, impressive. It was amazing to see the youth not on the street, but learning something, dealing with music, music academics. And it was just amazing to see that happening in our very own backyard. So there you have it. That's one of my highlights from this week. And just working on the magazine, getting everything popping. It's been a hectic, you know, but amazing week. Shouts out to Mr. Demps and the Greater Goose Optimist Club for putting on a march yesterday and actually a rally to stop the senseless gun violence. Shouts out to all the community endeavors, all the community leaders that are doing their part to make a difference. All right, so enough with all the church announcements. Let's get ready to bring on our special guest of the evening, who's been doing comedy for quite some time. And tonight is going to be a really candid conversation. I've seen this brother here and there and just had the opportunity to see him the other day. And I was like, man, I would love to have you on the show because of what he's doing. YouTube, Instagram, Phenom, you know what I'm saying? Just doing this thing. And he's all the way from down south. So if you can join me in welcoming one of the funniest, okay, from down south, Mr. T.P. Miller. Welcome. That's our listening audience clapping in.
Oh, okay, cool. How y'all doing? All right, cool.
Oh,
what's going on?
Nothing much. Thanks for thank you for being on. I know you are an extremely busy and dedicated professional to your craft and what it is that you got going on. So thank you, brother, for your time.
No problem. No problem. No problem.
Okay,
thank you for letting me.
Ooh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm really excited. So I'm going to calm down.
I said thank you for letting me in your show. Appreciate it.
Man, nah, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to see us in the community, if you know what I'm saying. And I know I'm familiar with, I think he's one of your childhood friends or a very good friend, the Bell family. And Adrian and Charlie. And I had the opportunity to feature you guys in Good News Ghouls last year. I think you guys were working on a project. And I said, man, I need to talk with this brother and see what's popping with this bun. What's up with the bun? So for those of you that don't know, T.P. Miller has this character, and I'm going to let him introduce the character and talk about the character, but he just has these funny, behind, relatable, you know, to the Christian, the black Christian family, that Baptist, Episcopal, whatever you want to call it. We all can identify with this special character. So if you can introduce the character and tell us a little bit more about how she was born, this character, and what she means to you.
The character name is Mama B. That's B-E-E, two E's and B. she was a mistake. That video was a mistake. I was doing a church video, and I was doing how people be passing out in the church. And my first character was Choir Boy. That's when I had a choir role, dancing crazy and stuff like that. And that was my character. And I had Mama B fall out and pass out in one of the scenes I did in the Choir Boy video. And everybody was like, oh, my God, the bun. Oh, my God, the bun. How did the bun stay up there? Oh, my God, it's the bun. It's the bun. I was like, oh, okay. Let me play with the fire and see what's up. So I started doing videos with Mama B as a mama, and it just went up ever since I started doing videos on Mama B, it just, my views went up, everything went up. So I was like, you know, I'm going to keep Mama B and make her my main character, and, you know, have everybody else to the side. But Mama B is my main character.
Wow.
Mama B is a mixture of my mama and my grandma and my auntie in one. And it's funny to people because people really think I just make these videos up. These videos are it's true. These are my life. That's what happened to me back in the day. That's how I lived back in the day with my mama and my grandma. That's what happened. So all the videos are true. Every last video was true.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes it so relatable, is that we all have a big mama, or we all have, you know, that auntie, that one auntie you don't play with. You know, or that one grandma who just says whatever she wants. And so whatever come off the top, which one of them wears the bun? Which is it, your mom or your grandma or your auntie?
None of them wear the bun. It's funny because I'm petty. I'm a petty person. And the thing with the bun is, it's a story behind the bun. Like, actually, people was like, oh, you got to wear a wig to be funny. Like, that's the new thing on IG. Like, comedians, other people wear wigs to be extra, extra funny. And I was like, I'm not going to wear a wig. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do something different. And I saw the bun in a beauty supply store, and I bought it. And then that's where it all happened. I told myself I was going to wear a wig. I'm going to just wear the bun. And then I started wearing the bun, and people was like, I can't even say nothing about you because you wearing no bun. You're not wearing a wig. I said, I know. It's crazy, right? But, yeah, the bun is the right way
to go. It's mad funny. And it's because it's just the number one word that I'm coming up with right now in my thoughts is relatable. And I think that's what makes something really funny, is when you can engage with the audience and they relate to it. So the fact that you stumbled across, you know, Mama B, B-E-E-B, I know you petty now, but now that you know, you have her, what do you want to do with her? Where do you think she's going?
We're actually in the works of having her own cartoon. She's doing her own cartoon. I don't know if you're familiar with Ron. He's an IG comedian, but he makes cartoons also. We're doing a collaboration of cartoons. And Mama B is actually doing a nursery rhyme mixtape. I haven't told my followers, but she's doing a nursery rhyme mixtape that we're working on right now. And branding her. And I'm letting her do her mixtape and do all the other stuff while Daddy B is coming up too. Daddy B is another viral character I have. His video went viral right away. The very first video I did with Daddy B went viral right away. Like, everybody was reposting it. So it's like I'm working on him to bring him up to where Mama B at. And I'm trying to like do a whole family. You know what I'm saying? Because most black communities don't have the mama and dad in the house. You know what I'm saying? It's either mom or the dad. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to make it a positive, you know, comedy with a whole family instead of just me and my mama, and, you know, just bring Daddy B inside of it and, you know, give him some jokes in.
That's what's up.
That's
deep, actually.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So you got Mama B and Daddy. Now, is he going to be Daddy B?
Yeah, he's Daddy B.
Okay, Daddy B. I can't wait. I haven't checked out that video just yet. But the videos that I have seen, they have me rolling. And so that makes me think about, like, what do you draw from in regards to inspiration outside of the household? Like, who's your favorite comedian? What are some of your favorite shows? Like, if your biggest fan, you know, your biggest fans are listening out there somewhere, and they want to know, wow, what does he vibe off of? What does he watch? What is he consuming? And where does he get some of his you know, inspiration outside the family?
Well, I get compared to Jamie Foxx a lot. And that's my favorite comedian and actor, Jamie Foxx. Dude is amazing, and whatever he does, it's crazy. As far as that, I like stand-up. I like Kevin Hart also. And I like a little bit of Martin on a Martin show. That's about it. Those are the top three. Yeah, that's the top three. That's the top three people I look to as far as. But Jamie Foxx is number one because he does music and I do music and he act and I act and he do stand up. And, you know, so it's like everything is filled with Jamie Foxx. So that's one of my favorite comedians.
That's what's up. And for the record, he did rock the blonde wig because Wanda, honey.
Yeah.
Right? Back in the day,
yeah,
Wanda
yeah,
had
yeah.
the lips, the booty, and the blonde hair. Like, she was just
yeah.
out there, and it was funny. And so I challenge you to do – this is random. This is totally random. But I challenge you to do something along the lines of In Living Color here in the down south area because I feel like there's so much talent down here. Like, we just buzzing around, like – we don't know what to do. And
right.
I feel like we, the people that do know what to do, should band together to create a platform to
yeah.
do just
yeah.
that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and I don't mean like just a comedy show. It's sure. deeper than that because our comedians are talented. They're multifaceted with the talent. You feel me? Brother just said I could sing, you know what I'm saying, and I can act. I do comedy, and he does some other things that he's going to be sharing with us in just a moment. So I do challenge you. I would love to work with you in any capacity to figure out what we can do because it's I feel like it's so much untapped potential here in the down south area from venues. Or just from creative people having a space to come to just to be creative. Like, if I just want to vibe and go somewhere and chill, I don't really know where I can go down south.
Right.
Unless it's in somebody's
right.
backyard. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a nice cultural change here in the south area in the next few years. And maybe even faster than that. Maybe in the next few 12 to 18 months, something popping. To give our talented youth and the talented adults a platform to just connect and like and do something versus killing each other versus beefing for no reason. Why are you looking at me like sit down? So I look forward to that. So that is a public challenge for you to partner with different people to just put something together, put a platform together. And I know you work with a lot of supporters on the back end, people that support you who are talented. Your network is crazy, like bananas. So, look, I'm gonna calm down right now. I'm really excited. I get excited about creative things. I get excited about things that make sense and things that are non-traditional because we're so used
right.
to throwing our kids in the football team or the basketball team, but not really giving them the freedom or the support to do something else. And you represent that something else with comedy and so on and so forth. So my next question is, so you grew up in the church. Are you? Do you happen to be a PK kid? Are you a PK kid?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so let me get my jokes together. Hold on. So, so as a PK, oh, Lord, by the way, that stands for preacher's kid or pastor's kid. So we know they, like, the myth is, like, y'all the worst because y'all, like, you know,
that's what
can't
they say.
Do nothing.
I never heard that before. I never experienced that. That's what everybody say. I'm just trying to figure out how. I don't.
Maybe
everybody
it applies to the girls. I don't know. But that's not there. So which church did you grow up in?
Apostolic Revival Center is a church way up north. That's what I think.
Okay.
In Poking Beans. I say that to the Poking Beans.
Okay. Shout out to the Poking Beans.
Yeah.
That's what's up. And what as a kid, did you know, like, that things were expected differently of you, or were they?
Yeah, it was. It was real tough. I was under a microscope It's like I was under a microscope, and everything I did or said, it got twisted or it got, you know, just heard the wrong way. So everything was just hard for me to do. It still is now till this day. It still is for me to do stuff like cuss on my Instagram videos or post something that's crazy. It's, I'm going to hear about it in like 2 seconds. So it'll just be like, oh, my God. But, I mean, it's all part of the growth. So, like I told my granddad, I said, hey, you know, I'm a comedian. So it's going to be some stuff you don't agree with, and it's going to be some stuff that I agree with, and I'm going to post it. So, I mean, it's not out of respect for you, but I'm grown. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing what I got to do. So if you don't like it, I can't change the feeling. But he understand that. He understand that, and I understand that. And, you know, we came to a mutual agreement of what I post and what I do and how I do it and how I go about it. So right now it's been real cool. It's been real laid back. Because I've been, I customed a couple of my IG videos. Like, I said a D word here and there. But, you know, no big thing.
That's what's up. And I think that's tough sometimes, and that's why kids don't express themselves or they're not that open with parents, because they feel like they're going to be ridiculed. And it's just so it's bad enough, you know, in religion, you got to do this. We do this. We don't do this. And let alone to be the pastor's kid or child, you know, the scrutiny is just crazy and astronomical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm glad that you broke. I don't know what you did, but you said, look here, this is what it is. And, you know, you came with your craft as far as the production part. I like some of your videos, you can tell that, you know, quality, that's high quality went into that.
Oh.
You know, and so could you tell me a little bit about your specialty when it comes to production and where did that, you know, get introduced to you?
My room looked like a TV set. Like, I have lights everywhere. I have cameras everywhere. I have mics everywhere. I have camera stands everywhere. My granddad, he's over the production at his church, the camera crew and stuff at his church. And as a child, I watched him produce. I watched him do things. And when I went to the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center, which is up north also in Liberty City, it brought out the production side of me. It brought out the shyness of me. It brought out everything that needed to be brought out, and that made me more comfortable in what I do and more confident, because they had a production class at the Cultural Arts Center, taught you how to use cameras, taught you how to light, taught you how to do everything in the studio, make music and stuff like that. So those two places brought out the best of me in production side. It's exciting to learn new things, and it's just different challenges I go through as far as me doing two of me and one camera. I just learned how to do that like 3 months ago, and it's so fun doing it. And using the green screen. I have a green screen in my room. My room is a mess. And the green screen is real fun. Yeah. So it's a lot. I don't know how I sleep at night.
I don't know either, but you know, with all them cameras in there, we ain't gonna say nothing. But so you are a product of down south and up north. And shouts out to my man Munch. I know he runs the James Munch, that's my homie. Yeah. Like, he's doing amazing things up there. So really, he taught your class?
Yeah. He taught my class.
Wow, I'm about to go tag him on Instagram real quick, because that's crazy. I just, when you were talking, I'm like, okay, you're a perfect product of down south and up north. You went to church up north, and you went to the Cultural Arts Center up north. But you from the bougie part of down south, right?
Yeah, Richmond Heights to be exact.
So you got a lot going on. Okay, so you got Mama B to be exact. All right.
Yeah.
Came through. She's the one who got a lot of attention. But you know, you started out with Choir Boy. So my question, my next question to you is, like, when did things get viral? When did things get crazy viral for you?
I mean, my very first video was Choir Boy, and it was doing it to the Bing Chipman, DJ Chipman song, the Bing I song. And I made the video out of a joke. It was a joke. I was just doing it just to do it. And then I woke up the next morning, my phone was dead on the charger. I said, how did my phone die on the charger? And that's when I had all the notifications from Instagram on, Twitter on, Vine, everything. So when I turned my phone on, I was like, what's going on? So I got calls, I got messages, I got tweets, all kind of stuff. And I'm like, bro, hold on. So I go on my social media, I see a boost of followers just follow me on Instagram, a boost of followers just follow me on Twitter, a boost of followers just follow me on Vine. I'm like, okay, what just happened? And so that video, the Choir Boy video, went viral on World Star Hip Hop. It was on, like, different pages, The Shade Room, Baller Alert, a lot of pages. And
wow.
I was like, what am I supposed to do? Like, so I called my homeboy, and I'm like, man, that was a joke. What I do now? He's like, bro, you got to keep going. I said, huh? Keep going? How do I supposed to keep going? I don't know what to do. He's like, bro, figure something out and keep going. So I kept going. I did some old mixes. I did some old dances with Choir Boy, and they got viral. They was getting retweeted and stuff like that. And I was like, man, I gotta keep going for real now.
Wow, that's amazing. I love it when I hear the stories about, you know, this creative thing that you did. It was just an idea or something, and then it turned into something that's serving you, and
right.
It's kind of like shaping you. It forced you to learn. It forced you to grow. It forced you to, you know, Deb, okay, I need a new camera. Okay, or I need this. Or let me add this in. It pushed you. And so a lot of times when I hear people that have things or have created something, it's like their baby. And they hold on to it and they smother it. Then the baby dead. You know what I mean?
Right.
But sometimes with elements like yours and what you experience, you allow the gift to be a gift, and you let it go free. You let it turn into whatever it want to be. This today it might be a phoenix, tomorrow it might be a flying elephant, and it's just you. And all you got to do is figure out how to work it in that state. Because what happens now when you get ready to do your tour, when you get ready to go international, or you got a crazy following in Africa, and now you're going to Africa because you always wanted to go to Africa. You know what I'm saying? Like these ballistic things, and that's why I promote parents to support their children no matter what it is that they want to do. Even if it sounds outrageous, support them a little bit. Allow them to explore it because it's going to serve them in the long run. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the fact, oh my gosh, I'm having a breakdown. Okay, so get it. Your granddad with the audio visual equipment at the church house, you know, while you laughing at people catching Holy Ghost, and he over there recording them and zooming in or whatever it might be, and then you're seeing that, and you're being affected directly. Like you're consumed in it. You go there every Sunday or every Wednesday, and now this is something that you're seeing. And then it went from that influence to now to the next level where you're now taking classes, and now you're establishing your own thing. And that's I'm huge on that because I can see legacy in that. I can see where now you're teaching other people the same way that James taught you. Now you're teaching younger kids, you know?
Right.
So this is monumental, and I hope Mama B is gonna be nice to you. You know what I'm saying? I hope she don't go off on you. You know, if you ever miss a step, she's gonna be right there patting the side and making sure the bun don't fall off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just if you hadn't already, I just wanted to let you know the kind of roller coaster that I'm going through emotionally listening to your story and how huge it is, and the fact that you had to go all the way up north to do this, you know, production program, and you took advantage of services in a community that was outside of yours. You know, to the parents listening, sometimes that's what you got to do for your babies. You know what I'm saying? My mama asked me what I want to be when I was 5 years old, TP. You know, she was like, "Foyer, what you want to be?" I was like, "Oh, I got this down pat. I want to be a cookie lady." You know, and she was like, "Oh, no, oh, hell no. We not having people knocking on our door." And so at 5 years old, I knew that she wasn't my entrepreneurial supporter. I knew she wasn't my creative supporter. And so then I had to move in with my auntie. You know what I'm saying? I said, "Fruit cups, we coming up." So I just said that to say at a young age, I knew who was my supporter. I knew where I can go to get support and to explore my creative, you know, or entrepreneur endeavors. And it's very important that we promote that with the youth in the community. So I'm just saying, we got fruit cups for the $10 over here. You know, this is a special pineapple. How many do you need? So I'm going to calm down. I'm going to relax. And my next thing before I let you get out of here is I want to talk to you about what you're doing in the community. I see you doing some amazing things in the community. And my question to you is why? Why have you chosen to be involved in the community the way that you have been? And can you tell us some of the things that you're doing?
From the viral situation, a kid, like when my video first went viral, a kid came up to me and was like, "Hey, I know you." And I was like, "What's up? How you know me? What you know me from?" He's like, "I saw your video on Instagram, and I watch it almost every day and every night." I'm like, "Oh, man, appreciate it." And he's like, "I want to be like you when I grow up." And I was like, "Oh, I never heard that before a day in my life." Okay. I was like, "So what's your name?" He told me his name, and he told me how old he was, and he told me how, you know, he doesn't have a stable home, and he you know, goes from house to house and stuff like that. And I'm like, "So what you're saying is you don't have school supplies, you don't have what school you're going to?" Like, "No, I don't know. I don't. I just watch the videos amongst the adoption mom, her phone." And I'm like, "Okay. And how old are you?" He's only 9 years old. I said, "Okay, you know what? You're going to make me do something. So I'm going to get back to my community, because I see it's a lot of younger kids that's not with their parents anymore and that doesn't have the tools that the fortunate kids have." So after I went viral and stuff like that, I started the back-to-school thing. This is my third one that just passed. I started it like 3 years ago, and I did book bags. I did hot dogs, hamburgers. He was there. He brought all his adopted sisters and brothers, and it was like 15 of them in one house. And I was up. I'm like, "So everybody not out here living the life that I lived when I was young. You know, we got a new generation of kids coming up that don't have a leader, that doesn't have the right tools at home, that wants to get out the box, but they can't because they can't. They just can't. They can't afford to get out the box." So I just decided to keep doing community things and be in my community where I was raised at. As far as example, I work at a community center, and I teach the kids now how to do technology, how to shoot, how to use a microphone, how to do a studio, stuff like that. Like this past weekend, Friday, we did the Wiz Live, all the kids. And we reproduced the music. We did the studio time. We did all that stuff to expose them to what they're going to, you know, what they can be in the future instead of just being home all day in the bed or on the phone and stuff like that, just trying to grow them more. And so the thing is, I just love giving back to my community so they can see me. Like, I was once your age. I was once you, your size. And I was just, to be honest. So now you see me and you see that you can do anything I can do. So I'm going to do this to show you that when you grow up, you can do the same thing I'm doing. And other than that, I mean, every year the backpack giveaways get bigger and bigger. Like last year, I mean, when I first started, it was only like 150 book bags, and that's what I gave out. And then last year, it was 250 book bags, and they always go on. Then this year was 350 book bags. So we're just going to keep growing and growing and keep going and going. And I try to be well-balanced, and I try to, you know, do stuff for the parents. Like, I have a kickball tournament coming up, and most of the parents of the children that are at my back to school, they play. It's like a family thing, a family day at the park. Everybody comes to the park, music playing, food there, and just everything out.
Well,
and having fun. Yeah, and well, I'm under works of celebrity basketball game with different IG comedians, different rappers and stuff like that, just to raise money for a community center they're trying to build in Richmond Heights by 2020. So I'm trying to raise money for that building to be built so the kids can have somewhere to go to and the kids can have fun in that gymnasium in a fun, safe environment. So, I mean, I just keep going and going and going.
Hold on. Let me get this right. Yeah, man, audience, you know, that's live right there. The live audience was like, yo, let's give it up. Let's give it up for the man, because that's impressive and amazing. And I hope that Good News Ghouls could cover some of your stories on some of your events. And we would love to definitely partner with you anything relating to the community or kids. We're down with that. Anything that's good for the family. I heard you say something earlier about showcasing the mom and the dad, or showcasing the whole family. I'm about that
right.
life as well. So, brother, I love what you're doing. You have yet another fan. Hold on. Let me look on the computer. Yes, 69. Cause he petty. Hold on. Let me make sure it's not point something. It's 69. K, okay, that's 69,000 followers on Instagram, and I gotta say, I look forward to incorporating this into you, meaning TP Miller, Mama B. I'm gonna be incorporating all of this into my conversations. I'm gonna be incorporating it into the classroom. I know. You don't know that much about me, but I'm an internship coordinator for two charter school high schools, and
okay.
I work directly with high school seniors. So I'm responsible for their personal development. I'm responsible for the countdown to graduation and just, you know, career prep and so on and so forth. And one of the
awesome.
Two of the things that I'm doing this upcoming year to add to the program, I'm going to be adding financial literacy and entrepreneurship. However, I'm going to be promoting our local organizations, business owners, and community activities. So I will be bigging you up to our schools. And if you want to do anything dealing with a school, I got two. Actually, it's four, because each school is a middle school and a high school. So we out here. We out here to support. We out here to laugh. And we out here to keep going and show the rest of the world that Richmond Heights isn't that bougie. It's not that bougie, y'all. You know, T.P. Miller done came up out of the Richmond to the Heights. I don't know much about Richmond Heights, but
it's,
I do.
It's nothing major.
It's what?
It's nothing major. It's just. Little city, little
yeah,
town.
No, Richmond Heights is all that, folks. For those of you that don't know, please research it. It's it is historical to the black community in regards to it
right.
being one of the first neighborhoods to be established for returning black veterans. You know, it does have a rich history, and they got a right to be bougie. You understand me? So before we go, I need to know some of your favorite movies. Some of your favorite movies when it comes to comedy, favorite scenes. I don't know.
My favorite movies. One is Money Talks with Chris Tucker. Rush Hour, all the Rush Hours, all the Fridays. Malibu's Most Wanted. That's my favorite movie.
Malibu's Most Wanted. Who's in that one?
That's when who was that? Tay Diggs and Anthony Anderson was trying to scare the white boy. He was a white rapper, but he was hood, and they tried to scare him up and make him act white again, and it failed.
Did you say be great again?
They just criticized this man, and he would not fall for it. That's a funny movie. And Bad Boys. That's a good one. That's a good movie also.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. I was expecting to hear, just because I'm a fanatic for Five Heartbeats, that is my ultimate most favorite movie.
I like Temptations over Five Heartbeats. Temptation movies is just better than Five Heartbeats.
Okay, goodbye. Hold on, we having some technical difficulties. Wait, why do you like the Temptations better than the Five Heartbeats?
I don't know. It's funnier. David Ruffin is the funniest man in that movie. It was just funny and what they actually go through. Like I love history. So like being that the group was real, like Five Heartbeats wasn't real. So it was like, okay, whatever. But the Temptations was real and it was like,
ooh,
wow.
Like that element of history, like this what they went through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Crazy. It's like the New Edition movie. That was a pretty good movie also. So it was just, but Five Heartbeats, it's cool or whatever.
Whatever. You want my spot flash? Well, anyway, I'm going to be looking for Five Heartbeat fans on my next show, okay? But before we let you go, I wanted to know what you had coming up. I know I see a flyer with a couple of different things coming up. I wanted you to share a little bit more about that.
Don't kill me. If I forget, please don't kill me, whoever listening. Okay, so I have Back to School Summit, August 13th. I'm hope me and Mama B hosting a Back to School Summit at Second Baptist Church in Richmond Heights, 7 p.m. It's a Christ Factor. It's a talent show. So if you have talent, if you want to come do it and win cash prizes, come on to the church because we're doing it big. I have my kickball tournament, which will be in September. Don't have the exact date, but it'll be in September of next month. Then I have I'm doing the college care package again in October. I'm doing the care package for college students. October, November, I'm chilling. December, I'm doing a toy drive for all the kids that, for Christmas. In January, I'm chilling. February, my son is going to be 1 year old. My son will be 1 year old in February, so I'm chilling, vibing. June, I'm doing a cruise, Insta cruise, with a whole bunch of different IG comedians, regular comedians, models, actors. We all going to be on the cruise. We're going to do a wilding out show for everybody that's on the cruise. We're going to do a lip sync battle for everyone on the cruise. We're doing a private party in the Bahamas for everyone that's on the cruise. And right now, the bookings are moving fast. I actually have 78 cabins that's going on this cruise. So if you want to go on the cruise, anybody listening, make sure you call the number that's on the flyer, because I don't want you to be like, I ain't even going to cruise because I thought it was this year. Everybody thought it was this year. No, it's next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. All right. So
it sure is.
Hopefully I see
it sure is.
Cruise. And hopefully, we have a good time. I have a lot of stuff coming up, but I will be promoting it on my social media. So if I forgot, I'm going to promote it later. I apologize. Yeah, and that's all I got coming up. And I'm, That's it, man. That's all I got.
Make sure you guys check out TP Miller on Instagram. If you're looking at the show description, I need you to go ahead and click on his name, TP Miller. It'll go directly to his Instagram so you can check him out and follow this brother with Mama B. All right, and all these other things he has going on that is amazing. Please make sure that, to be on point with that, because it's thing after thing after thing. You got to stay up on it. You got to stay up on the bun. You know what I mean? So, for all of you that are out there listening, again, tonight's show is just to highlight, some big things happening down south. Some big things, man. And T.P. Miller and your story is just amazing. And I look forward to seeing more from you and supporting you in any way that I can. Good News Ghouls is definitely a fan. And we appreciate you to the utmost. Even though you like the Temptations better than Five Heartbeats, we still love you. Listen, we got a caller on the line if we can open it up. if you're available. You still got a few more seconds with
us? Yeah.
All right, hold on. Peace and blessings. Thanks for calling the I Love Down South show. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Last four digits, 5426. We won't bite. All right, they're just out there supporting Nate. They're a little scared.
Ooh.
It's all right. I'm going to write your number down, whoever that is. I'm going to call you after the show, though. But we have our online audience is popping. They're listening through the airwaves. And for those of you that want somebody to listen to tonight's show that was so inspirational and awesome, make sure they just check out ilovedownsouth.com. The show is archived, and you'll be able to, you know, play it back and laugh a little bit. But the most important thing we want you to do is click on Mr. T.P. Miller in the show description so that you can go to his Instagram and follow him on Instagram. And what else you want the listeners to do? You got any special instructions for them?
Instagram, T.P. Miller 305, Facebook, T.P. Miller, Twitter, T.P. Miller 305, YouTube, T.P. Miller 305. Just type in T.P. Miller 305 and I might pop up.
Just might, maybe, you know, it's 69K. Why you petty?
Oh.
That's what I need to know. Why is you petty?
I didn't know I had 69 until last night. I was confused. I'm like, huh? I thought I was just, but I'm grateful for it. I'm all grateful for it. I'm all hands up in the air for it.
With the bun. With the bun. And I seen the bun got a little like plait around the bottom. So you got like an upgraded bun. I see you.
I do it. I try to switch it up on them sometimes. Can't stay boring for a long time.
That's what's up. Before you go, I like to ask two questions, but you could pick whichever one resonate with you, or if you want to answer both of them. One of them is, where would you like to be? Where would you like your brand to be? Where would you like your, whatever you got going on, where would you like to be 100 years from now? And also, what do you love about Down South?
I would love to be on your TV screens, on your movie screens, on your cell phones, and everywhere else where you see a good movie or a good show on. That's what I want to be in a couple of years. And what I love about Down South is the people. The people from Down South that I deal with, that's in my circle, that's on my phone all the time, that's just, you know, in my life. I love the people I love. We all have the same vision. We're trying to make Down South, you know, trying to make it big down here. So we all got to be on one accord. And that's what I love about it. We come together when we got to come together. And that's about
that's
it,
man. That's what's up. That's huge. That's huge. That's a blessing. Blessings on blessings on blessings. So, listen, brother, keep doing your thing. And we know that you are anointed with the oil from Mama B, okay? And with the oil dripping down your forehead, we appreciate you. We thank you for being dedicated to your craft, dedicated to laughing. And whether you know it or not, I feel like you're healing and you're helping the community heal. Through laughter and heal, through community service, and through the education of production. So I really appreciate you.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate you for letting me on your show. I know you're just a busy woman, always on the go.
Child.
I got the attention. Thank you so much.
Ooh, don't do it. Is that Mama B?
Sometimes it just comes out.
We gonna have to have her on the show. She need a whole show by herself. For sure. And by the way, you're more than welcome back on I Love Down South Network. So y'all welcome to come back. Let's do a takeover. And let's just make Down South what it is, which is great. You feel me? So I appreciate it. Thank you. Again, make sure you follow TP Miller 305 everywhere. Just Google it, he said. He might pop up. He even got a GPS, you know, located. But this is Miss Latoya Bird with Good News Ghouls with ILoveDownSouth.com, all of that. By the way, before I go, listeners, if you have student loan debt, you need to get in contact with me. I'm knocking off. I'm eradicating. I'm consolidating. I'm helping people with student loan debt. Please get at me, 786-972-8695. I know there's a lot of professional black women in the community with student loan debts over their head, stopping them from getting a house and stopping them from doing a lot of things. Help me help you, all right? So that's that. Other than that, we love you. We hope to see you here the same time, same place next week, 6:30 on Sundays, ILoveDownSouth.com. Tonight we had the funny man himself, Mr. T.P. Miller. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, y'all, we out. We about to juke it on that.
Yeah, it's all right.
Go ahead and get your two-step ready. Woo! Mama B, where you?